Hello, everybody. This is the initial convening meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of this Pacifica National Board. It's March 12th.
Please speak louder.
It's March 12th, 2018. Is that better?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am convening this meeting, and I'd like to just start by reading the motion that created the meeting, and then we'll do a little bit of housekeeping, and then we'll discuss the agenda for this meeting. This is the motion that created the meeting, the committee. In order to address the short-term and long-term problems involved in the restructuring of the Pacifica Foundation as a viable and sustainable concern, the Pacifica National... We haven't taken a roll call yet. I'm just reading the motion. I'm just convening the meeting, and then we'll take
a roll
call. The Pacifica National Board authorizes the formation of an ad hoc strategic planning committee to advise the PNC must be implemented in the coming period.
Could somebody mute their phone that is pouring drinks or something?
Yes, please mute your phone if you're not speaking. Be it resolved, therefore, that a strategic planning committee formed consisting of the following membership: the executive director of Pacifica, the chief financial officer of Pacifica, the officers of the Pacifica National Board, one director from each listening area to be selected by an IRV election, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRV election. The mandate of this committee is to propose to the Pacifica National Board the implementation of a financial recovery plan to address both the short-term and long-term requirements of the Pacifica Foundation. As such, this committee is charged with the responsibility to consider all options for raising funds and or liquidating assets, as well as restructuring the business model of Pacifica. The committee is authorized to engage experts in the field of strategic planning and recovery in order to assist them in their deliberations. The rest of the motion goes on about the nominations process and elections process, which we've already been through, so I don't think I need to read that. Okay, so that is the mandate of this committee, and I'm now going to take a roll call. Okay, Carol Travis.
Here.
Mansoor Sabat. Mansoor, are you there?
I'm here. How's there? My apologies. Jonathan muted me.
Okay. Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis here.
Alex Steinberg, that's me, and I'm here. Tony Leon.
Tony Leon is here.
Effie Nwangaza. Effie, are you there? Okay. Tom Livingston.
Here.
Sam Agarwal. Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Jan Goodman. Janet Cobran.
Present.
Okay, let me read out the people that did not answer yet. Effie Nwangaza. Sam Agarwal, Jan Goodman. Okay. Any case, we have 10 members present that constitutes a quorum, so we can proceed. And before we set the agenda, we need to select a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem. Do I have a nomination for a chair pro tem?
I nominate you to be the pro tem chair.
Okay.
Mansoor.
Thank you, I'm sure. I accept. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing that there are no other nominations, I guess I'm the chair pro tem. Secretary pro tem, do we have a nomination for a secretary pro tem? Anybody? Does anybody want to volunteer? We do need somebody to take the minutes for...
I nominate Janet Coburn.
I decline.
Okay.
I'll take notes today, but not minutes. I can send my notes to whoever else.
Okay, well... take notes is fine. If nobody wants to be like the semi-official secretary pro tem, we'll just proceed as is. I did send out, so that's the housekeeping. I did send out a draft agenda, and I guess we can proceed now to discuss that draft agenda, and if there is a motion to accept the agenda or to amend it, it's now in order.
Janet?
Yes?
So I had sent an email requesting two things. One, for item number 6 to, well, maybe, can the draft agenda be read into the record?
Sure. Let me get my notes on that. Okay, this is the draft agenda that I sent out. The first 4 points were just the housekeeping that we just finished, and it actually begins with what I called item number 5, nominations for permanent chair and secretary. Item number 6 is discussion of goals and process of strategic planning committee, and I assigned 30 minutes to that discussion. Item number 7 is discussion of proposals from Tom Livingston. Tom had sent us a Word doc with some of his ideas earlier today, so I thought we could at least begin discussing that. Item number 8 is discussion of proposals from Joseph Davis, who also sent us some suggestions earlier today. I thought we should at least begin to discuss that as well. Item number 9 is discussion of working groups. It sounds like people think we're going to need some working groups, so let's start that discussion and see how far we get. And item number 10 was to set the date and time of future meetings. So that's the draft agenda.
Can I go then? Yeah.
The floor is open for discussions or amendments or whatever.
Well, I had asked for the floor. Anyway, so the 2 points that I requested were, one, that for item number 6, that prioritization be added. It's discussion of goals and process, and I think prioritization should also be discussed. And then the other is adding an item before we go into number 6, a 5-minute presentation by Tom Livingston on strategic planning process and how it works.
You want to call that 5B? Item 5B, maybe?
You mean 5B, 5, yeah, that's fine.
Well, I don't want to remember everything, that's all. okay, is there any... Well, I think we first have to have a motion to accept the agenda, actually. I did this a little backwards.
Motion to accept the agenda with an...
Okay. We don't require a second in committee, so that's fine. Okay, so we have a motion to accept the agenda, and we have a proposed amendment to add a five-minute item for you want to report from Tom, right?
It's more like a presentation from him.
Presentation, okay. But I do have an item to discuss the Word doc he sent us earlier today. Would this be an overlapping item or a different item?
No, this would go before we discuss the goals and process of the committee itself.
So this would be an
overview of what is strategic planning, how does it work?
I see. Okay. Joseph, did you want to say something?
I just want to say I support the idea for Tom to give the presentation based on what his expectations for strategic planning are in case there's something we're not thinking of. That's all.
Sure. Okay. Are there any other suggestions or amendments?
Well, Janet, I have said two, adding prioritization to item six. Maybe that would be two separate amendments.
Okay.
Can I speak to that?
Amendments.
Can I just speak to that briefly? So, I mean, there's all kinds of ideas out there, and we could start working on whichever, first come, first serve, we should prioritize and whatever work we do, and what would be discussed in item six is not the specific items that would be prioritized, but just the concept of the need for that.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Does anybody else have any other amendments they'd like to suggest? Okay. Do we have? Are there any objections to the first proposed amendment to add an item to the agenda for discussion by Tom of the? An overview of what strategic planning is about. Okay, seeing no objections, that item is accepted. The other amendment was to add prioritization of our goals to item number six. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Seeing that there are no objections to that, and that's accepted as well. And can I ask if there are any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay. Then the agenda as amended is hereby adopted.
Nancy?
Nancy, yes.
I was wondering if someone could... is the agenda document easy to edit if someone could... send an edited version of it?
I could do it later. I can't.
That's all right.
It's difficult for me to do it right now. or if somebody wants to volunteer to do that, that's fine.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's these are not big amendments. These are pretty small things. Okay. Anyway, so the first item... Before we go to the presentation from Tom, is nominations for permanent chair and secretary of this committee. So, can we have nominations for chair?
I'll nominate you, Alex. Mentor would like to nominate you to be the chair.
All right, thank you. I'll accept that. Do we have any other nominations? No other nominations? So, if there are if there is no contest, I assume we could dispense with the mechanics of an election. Is that right?
Yep.
I think we have done that for committees in the past, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
If you're willing, absolutely.
I'm willing. Okay, and what about secretary? Do we have a nomination for permanent secretary of this committee? Come on, somebody step up here.
Carol, how about you? Carol, would you like to be the secretary?
No.
Nancy, I'll volunteer.
Nancy?
Yeah.
You sure you don't have enough responsibilities?
No, I don't. I mean, you're right.
I'm happy to accept, but I don't want to wear you out.
Well, I might have to step down, but I can do it. I'd like to.
All right, let's help out
with this process in some way.
Okay, I appreciate that. Are there any other nominations for secretary? Okay, you're it, Nancy, for the time being, anyway.
Alex, this is Janet.
Yes.
I will offer to help Nancy. And maybe if my time is freed up,
I accept your help.
Okay, let's see how it goes. All right, then we're swimming along, so I think we're ready to. Tom, are you prepared to give a little presentation about how you conceive of strategic planning?
Yes, I'm glad to sort of. This might be as this leads into the next item. That I can say a few words and maybe open the floor to it'll be up to you, Mr. Chairman, but open the floor to others who would like to share their ideas about strategic planning, and we might have a short discussion of that.
Sure.
My background in planning is that we've used it, I guess, at all of the organizations I work at, and I've done some as a consultant, and its strategy is interesting to me. I was trying to think of the number of plans that I've done as a consultant, probably 10 or so. It's not, it's planning type work is maybe 10% of my consulting practice. The resource that I use is the nuclear reactor school of strategic planning. It's called Applied Strategic Planning, and it's based on a model that was developed at Harvard in the late 60s, according to what they say. Just some thoughts about planning. One of the things that the best description of strategic planning as opposed to other work is that we're looking for things that are significant changes in the way we do things, like 20% kind of changes in the trajectory of what we're doing, as opposed to, if you have a membership program, you want to increase by 5% every year by doing these things. So strategy is it's a little bit of a bigger than a bread box, smaller than a car thing, but significant items that in any planning process that I've been involved in, there's some 30,000 foot kind of things that show up and some on the ground type things, and they're both really interesting, and we're looking to collect both. When I'm working with a station group, it's the benefit of it's not the document so much, which can be useful in a guide, but also it's that by working together, we become more strategic as a group by exploring what this strategic environment is that we're operating in, that the impact can be on having the group become more strategic. In general, what a strategic plan often includes, and it doesn't have to be all of these. Often there is an environmental scan where you explore the environment that the organization is operating in. Often you will look at the mission, and I think this is when it comes time for me to talk about the key things that came up for me from my site visits. Mission is seems like something that's critical to Pacifica, because it's not there doesn't seem to be unanimity about that. I had several people, an idea that has currency and it's floating around is, should the work of the board might be better if we had an in-person meeting, and that might be a great time to do exploring the mission and trying to come to, you know, trying to decide on what the mission is. It could be affirming the mission that we had. It could be narrowing it or resetting what the mission is. Often in the kind of the model that I use with groups, that mission setting process, or typically I'll be going to a station and there's typically three meetings. In the first meeting, we set the stage, we review the mission, and often we'll create two or three working groups that will research some particular aspect of the situation that we're facing. And for example, three big things that look to me like we're facing in Pacifica is, one is our governance situation, the second would be revenue, and the third would be our programming. That's just a for instance, that they have groups that work on their own in smaller group environments. You know, if this group is going to be meeting on a weekly basis, and given the size of our group, that might not be necessary. That could be something that we could just decide. Often the plan will include So the three or four major initiatives that we want to undertake, and again, they would be things that significantly will change the trajectory of the organization. And typically, when those are completed, it's we'll have an initiative on revenue, that these are the big parts of it. These are the activities that we're going to undertake. These are the time posts, and these are the outcomes that we're expecting. And then finally, to have a complete plan, you want to have some financial modeling involved. And so those are just some thoughts about strategy. It's not the kind of the difference between strategy and tactics is often a. You know, you can have a discussion about that, but strategy are the kind of things that will change the trajectory of the organization significantly, while tactics could be the kind of thing you expect to do as continuous improvement. That's almost 5 minutes of it.
Joined you.
Okay.
I apologize. I didn't realize I was on the committee.
Who is this?
Jan Goodman.
Oh, Jan. Oh, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I apologize. I didn't realize I was on the committee.
It's okay. You're buying a beer for everybody.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Consider it blocked.
Tom just finished giving a little presentation on how he conceives of strategic planning, and it kind of merges with the next item on the agenda, so why don't we just go to that, and we can bring up Tom's presentation in that context, and that item is the discussion of goals and processes of strategic planning and the prioritization. I'd like to say a few words about that before everybody else goes, if that's okay. I have been on. We've had other strategic planning working groups or committees or whatever on the national board before, and I was on a couple of them in the past.
Can you speak louder, please, Mr. Chair? You got to speak a little bit louder, or turn the volume up if you have control over it.
I do. How is that? Is that any better?
A little bit better, yes.
A little bit better. All right. I'll try another phone after I get through. So maybe this phone is.
I can hear you very well. So I don't know if Mansoor, it's at your end. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Everybody else is sounding good. Like Tom was really clear. Just Alex's voice is very low.
Okay.
Okay. Onward. Low for me too.
It's low for you too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will switch phones as soon as I get a chance. But so I was saying, I was on other committees or task forces, and I remember one of them. We just sort of created a laundry list of things that we could do in order to raise funds, and it included things like having ads on buses and subways and things like that. And I didn't really think that was strategic planning, but anyway, it was in the process of a committee called strategic planning or something like that. We had another committee called strategic planning about 5 years ago, and that one did some good work. We explored the possibilities of underwriting as a form of generating revenue, and I contributed a whole essay on the history of underwriting and its impact on public radio and things like that, which I might be able to dig up if anybody's interested in that. But anyway, Tom has more or less given us a more systematic idea of what strategic planning consists of, and I'm hoping that when we have these discussions that we keep the big picture in mind and try to, I guess prioritization is a big part of that, try to see how all the pieces fit into the overall puzzle so that we're not just sort of coming up with all kinds of ad hoc ideas, which some of them may be good, some of them may be bad, but it would be difficult to integrate that into an overall strategic planning recovery plan. Anyway, floor is open. Who would like to speak?
This is Ife. I just wanted to let you all know that I'm on. And Alex, I would be interested in seeing the essay that you did.
Okay, I'll see if I could find it.
Carol?
Mansoor would like to speak as well after Carol.
Okay.
Thank you. It strikes me that I agree in general with the three points that Tom has raised, although I would talk about the second point differently, and those three points being governance and money and programming. I'm getting feedback. I think that revenue in this, one of the things that I think Pacifica has trouble with is facing the truth of the financial situation often. Definitely we're looking at it very closely these days, but if we behave as if revenue will solve our problems, that we can deal with revenue problems within the context of 3 years or 18 months. I think one of the things that happens with the way I think about this is I'm not sure where the lines between open and closed sessions are. And I know we're in an open session, but I think that our financial crisis is something that is strategically must be addressed, not just in terms of revenue. And that's all I wanted to say. But I agree with governance and programming is also very important.
Okay, I think
Janet,
Mansoor
I'd like to get on the staff.
Mansoor is next, and you can go after that, Janet.
All right, thank you, Chair. I do want to wholeheartedly agree as well with Mr. Livingston and Carol Davis that it's a holistic way that we have to deal with it. It's not an individually item just raising money. And I think we can take many approaches as programming, small steps, grant writing, this and that. But I really would like to look in a very orderly fashion to bring speakers to all five radio stations. So that way we can raise money through having the speakers and as well as having private gathering with the speakers to a large donation. And that, as my knowledge dictates to me, that just because we are in communication and just because we're providing information, the step number one is to provide that information through those who are recognized in our societies that, that they have good analysis of what's going on. And I just don't mean political, I mean cultural and other arts as well. That's my piece. Thank you.
Jan Goodman, can I be put on the stack, please?
Be put on the stack. I think, I forget, who was after Mansoor?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so... I am concerned that, you know, a lot of my experience with Pacifica and other projects I've worked on has been that people talk about, have great ideas and they talk about them, and that's the end of it. The implementation of, well, the determining what should be implemented is part of the process, but also you can determine things, but to actually implement things, that is, I mean, that's really, that would be for the PND, because this committee is supposed to present proposals or proposals to the PND, and but I think part of the work of this committee could be, should be, how to implement whatever we come up with. And, you know, so what are the resources and that kind of thing. Another thing I wanted to say has to do with, okay, so the, I can't remember what Tom called the governance, the those three parts. But I think technology might be an important area to include as well, because there is technology out there that, well, you know, it might cost something. So that's, you know, that's another part of anything that we talk about or that we come up with. Costs are involved, and that's Tom did talk about that. But you know, it's like return on investment kind of thing, and would we have money to invest in order to get return on it? So that's an issue. But so with technology, so there are platforms out there that can be utilized. For example, there's somebody at KPFA, Steve Zeltzer, has talked about multimedia and streaming, live streaming of events nationally that would attract listeners and viewers. Actually, there could be channels on the different stations and attract members and excite people about Pacifica stations. I'll end there.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Jan, your turn. Jan?
I'm sorry, I muted myself. So one thing, just in an overall global strategic planning concept, I think we should really consider, and that is creating a national network. And the reason I say that is that although we have five different stations and we have all of these affiliates,
we hardly have any national programming, and we have some very excellent programs on each station, and we ought to be thinking about having a national program director, even if that person might be a volunteer to start with. But picking out some national programs that are excellent, having maybe, you know, each general manager pick out most popular ones. Well, okay, a couple of things. One, I guess we need to start getting ratings so we really know what programs are being listened to, even if we're so low that we hardly make a blip. So getting ratings is very important. Aiming in the direction of having a national program director and having some national programs that are excellent that we, think about whether or not we make it mandated or that we make it make them available, but that we start using the fact that we have all of these stations producing all of these good programs so that we can up our quality of programming without a lot of, you know, a lot of work. And those seem to be like really not that hard to implement and would make our quality of programming better, so that people more listenable, higher production values, if you will. And another thing to be thinking about is promoting people leaving our Pacifica in their estates so many times. And, we've talked about just putting little, you know, ads in here and there, which I think are, you know, fine. But, you know, one idea that I've had and I shared with a couple of people, but I think we should be seriously thinking about this, is actually covering a bequest as news. For instance, the person in New York, in Piscataway, who left us their estate, doing a news story about them, finding out, you know, how much they left us during the years. How much, you know, over a period of time, what was their giving pattern? You know, what did they do? Who were they? Who were their relatives? What did their neighbors say about them? And actually doing a little feature story that could be played on all the stations and, you know, what that money, you know, is going to be used for. And so it becomes not just like leave us some of your money, but you know, giving people the idea that this is, you know, regular people could do this and what a difference it would make. And, you know, just a couple of bequests make huge differences. And it's, you know, this is strategic planning. It's long-range planning. It's not going to bring us the big bucks tomorrow, probably, but it's what I consider strategic planning and how to promote that. And last but not least is making sure that we have minimally ads at the beginning and at the end of all of our podcasts that ask people to text to donate to, you know, the station or the network or something, so that we can develop a steady stream. And, of course, creating sustainers that, you know, send in money every month. Okay, thank you.
Okay. May I speak for 30 seconds, Mansoor?
You might. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. And I think some of the ideas, I think we don't have to look at this money issue, how much would it cost us. We have a lot of good ideas that they're not costing us money. So we could go the route. First, it's going to be a long haul. So I'm looking at this for 3 years that we can pay our debt off within 3 years. So step by step, we need to like write them down, what it is that we are good at, what it is that we're not good at, and what it is that we can do to make it better. And the small steps that we can take immediately are very inexpensive and doesn't cost us a whole lot of money. And thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody else?
Joseph?
Go ahead, Joseph.
I thought Afia was on the list.
She is.
Okay.
I'm on the phone, but I'm not on the stack.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll go ahead. I think that a lot of the problems we have are we have such major, what Tom said, is governance problems. I mean, for instance, at KPFT, we had a really bad manager that we finally resolved. Unfortunately, he set a lot of practices into play where employees were hired and they were hired for personal reasons that really weren't relevant to our job operations. When I go down and talk to the employees at the station, I've literally been told by several that some employees are there creating more work. We're actually paying people to create more work for other people to have to solve. So I think it's really important that we start establishing some business practices where we need to examine all the cost-benefit analysis of every employee at every station, because I know KPFT is doing it. I suspect that that same manager was the conference leader for all the other stations. That practice has probably got spread everywhere. So it's really important that we start looking at what we're doing and making sure that just because someone is a nice person and is hanging around and we like them, that's not more important than the survival of the foundation. We owe it to our donors to make sure that we're as efficient as possible with the use of the funds that we get. Also, and I think that's something that we could either have of the ED implement with the GMs that are in place, or if he feels like he can't affect that quickly enough, have the may perhaps hire an outside firm that can come in and do some kind of a business analysis. This is something I'm sure the ED would be more knowledgeable about. Secondly, I think it's really important. I've already sent some information to Mansoor and Grace about some proposed bylaw changes. Because right now, the way the bylaws are structured, if we have a poor performing manager at a station, we have to do tons of paperwork and get the two entities, between the LSB, the PNB, and the IED to agree to deal something about a problem, to take action against it. And what we should do is rewrite in the best way that, well, let's make it to where two of them have to agree to support good performance. Let's put the weight of work into getting people encouraged to get us to do the work so that we can then reward people for good performance as opposed to making it difficult to hold people accountable for bad performance. And we should add some very, very clear things to the bylaws that allow all the LSBs who are having to do these written evaluations, a very, very clear means to do it that they can easily identify. And also identify certain minimums, like, if a station is not cash positive, clearly that is a failing. If its listenership is not increasing, or at least meeting some kind of a reasonable market number, it's failing. And we shouldn't say that, well, they're doing okay if they're sitting here trying. Well, we don't have to fire someone because they're not perfect, but we do need to recognize that until a station is doing well, we shouldn't say that, no, that's acceptable. Another thing is to put pay incentives in. Let's restructure all of our employees to where they realize, if the station is doing well, if every one of them has a monetary reason for saying, I come into work and I do a good job, because the truth is people don't go get jobs because they believe in the missions of things most of the time. Most of the people who get jobs are doing it because they have bills to pay and a life to lead. And if we give them incentives, it'll help them see their work and see efficiency in their work as being what's going to benefit them more, then they're going to benefit the foundation more. And I think that's really important. And we talk about another thing, hiring, we talk about improving our programming and things that are a little more difficult, to get our hands on when we hire a program director, people to improve programming, things that are a little harder to see what the cost-benefit analysis is. That's good. I think we really should do that. I think it's important to improve our programming, but we need to make sure we always keep a handle on the cost, so we never put more than about 10% of our budgets into these expenditures, because if we just keep throwing more and more and more money at things that are speculatively going to reward us without seeing the return, then we get into trouble. And again, And the main thing here, after all that, is it's so important for us to recognize that, you know, Mansoor has these great ideas about doing these fundraisers, and I am ignorant of this. I don't know how to do fundraisers. This is not my cup of tea. But I want to work with him to do what I can. You know, if it's at a fundraiser in Houston, I will go and be the bellhop if I have to help him get this event going. But I couldn't organize it because that's not my skill set. So I think we all need to really recognize that in order for us to accomplish major changes, and this organization needs major changes, we're all going to have to work on things that I don't necessarily understand some of the things that are going to happen. I don't know the details of the financials, how we want our books done, but I do know we need to centralize our finances into a national office and not have five different stations reinventing the wheel. So I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get on this again, Jan?
Jan, by all means, go ahead.
I just want to just let people know that there are studies that show that sometimes monetizing performance can actually make people perform less well. It is not clear that giving bonuses for performing jobs, especially in the nonprofit sector, it is not clear that there is even a positive relationship. So I just, you know, that a lot of people who are doing things because it is what they feel compelled to do, once you start, even if you pay them lots and lots of money, because then it becomes all about the money. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't pay our people well, and I'm not saying that, that performance-based pay is crazy, but it is 100%, it is clearly not a direct relationship, and we need to understand that, because once you start monetizing everything or lots of things, then it's like, then everything becomes about the money, and there's problems. I just wanted to add that in there.
Anybody else? If not, I'll have
probably. I don't know that I can find those studies, but they are super interesting.
Tony, to the fact, I would like to ask it. Well, I would like to make a comment after Tony, if it's possible.
Tony, go ahead.
Thank you. Sounds like we have a lot of good ideas and strategies from everyone. And I was thinking, in terms of moving forward, that maybe we can compile all the ideas like we've already started to do. And I have a resource that I use. It's called Strategic Management Concepts and Cases, something I have left over from some college courses. And with it came a decision tree. I'd like to scan it and send it out to everybody on the committee to take a look at it, because it has some good steps that we could possibly use. And then if they are usable, it gets to a point where you take all the ideas that we've compiled, and we can possibly prioritize the top, three, top five, top seven. I'm sure we got at least 20 ideas that have come up. So that's my suggestion for right now, because we have to figure out why the network isn't thriving, and I think we need to do it systematically and then attack it from that angle, move forward.
Thank you, Tim. Mansoor, did you want to say something else?
Yes, thank you. So I speak of a holistic approach to solving our problem, and the reason I really would like to emphasize this point, that the managers of the radio stations shall be part of this conversation, because then we don't have to repeat it, because I know KPFK's GM is having his plan to bring in more money, bring in more listeners, and all that good stuff. And I just don't want to do a double work for what he does. I don't want to impose on him. I would like to have general manager's ideas to be part of this conversation, so when we running with the ideas, nobody goes, what happened and why are you telling me what to do? I'm the GM. You know, so I really would like us to consider inclusivity of the GMs of the radio stations to be part of this group. And that's my plea with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Is there someone taking minutes or notes or something?
Someone is taking notes. We don't have a secretary.
Just notes. I just want to make sure. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to make sure that all the things that we're saying, we don't have to repeat it.
This is Janet. Lots of good ideas.
Janet, go ahead.
Well, this call is being recorded, so what we're saying, everybody can listen to. I'm not taking the notes of the different detailed things. Maybe Nancy is.
I am.
But okay, good. But I wanted to piggyback on what Mansoor said about GMs. I think the delegates, LSV members, maybe should be brought in terms of just reaching out to the different stations and asking for ideas from them into this committee.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I'd like to speak if nobody else wants to speak at the moment. Okay. There's a lot of good ideas here, but I think in order to make the work of this committee manageable, and in order that it not just be another sort of committee that tosses around good ideas that don't get implemented, we have to begin to divide up the different ideas into whether they satisfy short-term needs, middle-term kind of requirements, or long-term requirements. And we're not just and we have some very concrete issues that we have to deal with in the immediate and near term. It's not like we're just talking in thin air. As you're all aware, we have some debts that we have to take care of. We have to produce a financial plan that will be viable over certainly over the next 18 months and over the next 3 years and going into the future. So I think we do need to keep that in mind. And I think the final product of our work should be a comprehensive plan that addresses those requirements and that gives us a good idea with some very concrete proposals as to how we can implement that plan that will allow us to survive and thrive and at least going forward in the next 3 to 5 years. And that could, of course, work in parallel with more long-term goals. So I think when we begin to get down to the actual concrete work of the committee, we should start to divide up those kind of ideas into how they fit into this kind of an overall plan, or whether they are more in tune with a more long-term vision for Pacifica. And so that's what I'd like to say about that. Anybody else?
Dan, I have a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I got on the phone late, and so I did not get a chance to hear whatever anybody else said about this. But I do think that we need to be considering the issue of a signal swap, because it's, you know.
Keep in mind, Jen, that this is an open session.
I'm just reminding you.
Go ahead.
I just want to put that out there. This is, you know, there are people that have been openly talking about this for a very long time, and when we're considering all of these things, I'm not particularly in favor of it, but it seems that with all the things that we're talking about, it's one of the elephants in the room, and we should be analyzing that along with everything else, and I just want to make sure that it's, you know, on our... You know, so that we can really analyze it and not leave it to the people who are promoting it to be the only people who are analyzing it. I think it's clearly been discussed quite openly by a lot of people. That's what they've been, you know, hanging their hat on, and we need to examine it as well as we examine every other thing that we're going to examine.
Jan, if you, what I was trying to get at is, before we can discuss various concrete proposals like that, we first have to be clear what the process of this committee is, what we're actually trying to do.
All right,
and
fine.
Yeah, I apologize
for coming on late, and I was not clear about that.
Point of privilege.
Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Point of privilege first. Comes first.
What is your point of privilege?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, what everybody else in the world is talking about has nothing to do with Pacifica. And what we talk about in officially convened meetings is business. And I think that we need to make sure that we keep any kind of, you know, confidential material confidential. And it doesn't matter what other people are speculating on the outside, because this can affect us. So thank you.
Yeah. I lost the track of this. Did you have a point of privilege, Nancy?
Nancy. No. I just said the point of privilege should go before me. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Joseph had a point of privilege.
Joseph has a point of privilege? Joseph, go ahead.
He did. He's done.
Oh, that was Joseph. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was his point of privilege, was for us, just to remind us to be careful.
And that was well said. I agree with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So just to address process, I'm glad that people are throwing out these ideas right now, because, you know, it's good to capture them, and these are all very exciting ideas, and it really gets us excited about doing this work. To go back to the tough work in the process, I think we need to decide, you know, what specifically we need to do first, and I think it's some kind of tool that we need to use to, like Tom was saying in his description of how you do this work, is to you know, look at what our environment is and figure out, you know, what our priority needs are. I know there's different tools for, like, you know, and people should be, like, prepared to do this ahead of time. Maybe some kind of we could do this ahead of time to kind of identify what our weaknesses are, our strengths, our opportunities, and you know, whatever else we want to kind of identify that will help us to, maybe there's some tool we can decide on in what, you know, in doing the first steps of this process. You know, where does capturing these ideas come into place? And so I would ask if Tom has a recommendation for exactly a type of a step that we take that we can prepare for and do that at our next meeting. And start concretely doing the work.
Janet, to the back.
I think I think we've probably used up the 30 minutes for this item, and we seem to be at a good logical point to discuss Tom Livingston's proposals.
Can I make a point of information then?
Sure.
Request for information. So there are all these ideas, and there's going to be documents, and I'm wondering whether we can have some kind of repository for them rather than them being just in email strings and threads and all that and all over the place.
We can discuss that with Otis. There's a repository that the KPFTX website can use, I believe. I've used it in the past.
Mr. Chair, may I make a recommendation?
Sure.
Okay, so for those of us who have expressed ideas about how to move forward, we should write an email to this group's email address and just compile them that way, and then we'd send them as a note of the meeting.
Well, we probably need to. Yeah, we probably need to form some kind of a list for this group, a common email list. Otherwise, we get these ad hoc email things that become pretty chaotic. I could probably set one up if you want.
Sure. Just to compile all the ideas we put forth, nothing else.
Well, I can start a Google group for this committee.
Janet, may I address that?
Sure.
I mean, I was the one who brought. Yeah. So again, a Google group is not going to result in easily accessible. Accessibility to ideas. It's like, which email was that, and what was the subject, and when was it sent? In a Google group or one of those kinds of groups, you can set up a files section, they have a files feature and have it there, but the KPFTX, that repository probably would be available. It's a little difficult to use, but because you have to log in and all that, and Alex, I'd be willing to work with you on something like that if you want the help.
Okay. Yeah, I only meant the Google group for purposes of email communication, not to serve as a repository. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.